to the first session of the House Committee on General Government for the 72nd Legislative Assembly. We're happy you're here, happy to be getting organized. I hope this is a committee that works, and I have every expectation that we're going to work together in a very friendly, open way, be able to talk to each other about the issues and to talk, be respectful and polite to all before that come before us and to each other, and get some good work done for the citizens of the state of Oregon. That is our goal. That being said, we have exactly one item on the agenda today, which is to adopt the committee rules. I will tell you that these are the rules that are established by the House. I have not amended them specifically to this committee. You'll note in them that the committee can later do that if we feel the need. But they are directly, the chair made no changes to the standard rules in this instance. I think they are sufficient. And if they prove not to be, we will discuss any changes. So, questions about the rules or a motion?
Madam Chair, I'd like to ask the official English translation for the word ex officio in Rule 5. It says the chair shall be an ex officio voting member.
I think our committee administrator probably is the best one to hunt that too.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Representative Sumner. My understanding is that the chair has the authority to sit on any subcommittee with a vote and not be appointed in a formal session.
Very good.
Can I answer your question?
Madam Chair, just to clarify on rule number 6, work done by a subcommittee in a work session, is there a requirement for that subcommittee to report back to the full committee prior to any action taken?
Again, I will ask our committee administrator to clarify for you the work of a subcommittee, but let me understand your question. Are you saying that the subcommittee cannot take action? It is my understanding.
That's my
okay. Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Yeah, they can report back to us for the committee to take action.
Thank you.
Okay.
Absolutely correct.
Thank you. Any other questions about the rules?
Madam Chair, I move that we adopt the House Committee on General Government rules for this session.
Thank you, Representative. Do I hear any contrary opinion? Then by, acclamation, that we are accepting the proposed committee rules. Thank you for today. And for your information, Tuesday we will start out with a briefing from cities, counties, and special districts to try and sort of get us on the same page as to some of the interrelationships between governments. And I hope by a week from today we will have bills that we'll start hearing. Okay, they haven't landed on my desk yet, but we'll start in. And I hope to start with things that are pretty straightforward and save the really complicated things for later, but we may start hearing complicated ones right on. I can't guarantee that. It just depends on what comes our way. Okay?
That's good.
Representative Escola.
Yes, Madam Chair. On this committee, I don't know how how it works in session, but this was probably the best committee I ever served on the Senate, because we talked about aggregate mining in the Willamette Valley and Class 1 soils. We talked about SAIF. We talked about drug importation from Canada. We talked about OLC expansion in the retail section, and it was the most interesting committee that I think I've ever been on, and I hope this is like that.
I sincerely hope so, too. And I'm appreciative, Representative, of your experience in the Senate and during the interim on dealing with some of these issues and getting a good bedrock. So we will see. I won't turn them down. Thank you. There being no more business before this committee, we are adjourned.